Hello, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean, how are you? This is Roberto calling.
Hey, Roberto, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing awesome today. I'm happy it's Friday. And, yeah, just having a good day so far. How's everything with you?
Glad to hear. Everything's good. I saw you send me an email back, and you wanted to know the specifics to the information, but I sent to you pretty much what we need.
Yeah, so as I understood from our conversation yesterday, you're going to be changing ownership, right?
Yeah, so what I sent to you, that other Erie Insurance, is a new quote.
So what I sent you is literally
what we were quoted for from the previous agency that had this account previously, because they said, hey, we're going to cancel, the policy that the restaurant currently holds. And, I said, oh, you are. They said, yeah, we have to cancel it per request. So I told them, just get me a quote for pretty much under our new entity for that, with the same needs as the other quote. And that's what they sent me.
So was any information provided about your EIN number and estimated sales and all that?
Yes. So that's why I forward that over to you, hoping that you can just see that it was pretty much the information was updated, and pretty much that's what we've been quoted through somebody else.
Yeah, that was nice. I can see the coverages and all that, but as far as the actual input that was used, like the EIN numbers, and I still need
yes,
a little bit of.
So that all that information is right there. So that's what you see right there is for the new entity, not for the old one. You're not seeing the null quote. You're seeing the new quote.
Right. I don't see an EIN number anywhere on here though.
I mean, that's something I can send to you if it's not there for whatever reason.
Roberto, are you you're going to be the business owner?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. The building owner, I meant to say.
The building owner? No, that's someone else.
Yeah, so I have no idea why are they charging you for the building if you are not the owner? So you're renting the building, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, then they're charging you way too much money. They're charging you to have your building covered for, $2.1 million. We wouldn't even charge you for that if you're just leasing it. If you're the tenant. I'll have to redo this entire quote.
Let me see what I send over to you.
So you had told them that, yes, I have $300,000. And business property and equipment?
To be honest with you, we just told them to renew it, I just told her, I said, go ahead and quote us the exact same quote that we had previously. She said, yeah, I need your EIN number and your new name. So I send everything over to her, and this is what she brought back.
Was the prior owner, are they the building owner?
No. No, we've always leased.
Wow, no kidding. So they had been charging them as the building owner for potentially many years.
Huh.
Well, the good news is, I'm glad you called me, actually, because I'm going to revise the entire proposal. It's going to work out to your benefit because you're just a tenant, then we're just going to treat you as a tenant.
Yeah, we're the tenant.
Yeah, majority of this cost, Roberto, is if you were the actual building owner yourself, which you're not.
Correct.
So we're going to want to revise this, and this is going to save you thousands of dollars in the long run.
Okay.
It doesn't seem like the person that was helping you really knew what the situation was.
Yeah, it could be that.
But in any case, there's a very short questionnaire. I mean, the quote that you sent, it does provide a lot of good information. But I'll still need, I'll need the EIN number. And you guys were formed exactly when? What month and year?
October 16th.
So just this year, right?
Yeah, like a month ago.
Okay, yeah, because I thought it was a new venture. And so based on past projections, what has the restaurant typically brought home in gross sales per year?
Around the 2 million mark, but clearly with COVID here, we're barely pushing a million right now.
So sales have been stunted by about 50%?
Yeah, big time. Can you give me a second, please? All right, Sean. Sorry about that, man.
That's all right. You can still hear me okay, right?
Yeah. So, let me see.
And did you answer my question already about not having any vehicles registered to your business?
We do have two of them, two vehicles registered.
Okay. Yeah, that's why in my questionnaire I had asked for the VIN numbers and then the driver's license number for the owners and anybody that's going to be operating the vehicles outside of the owners. So we want to have that settled on a commercial auto insurance policy if it's registered to the business. So Roberto, $1.2 million in sales, I think, is what you had sent over to your agent there, and $500,000 in payroll. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay, they had, what kind of payroll figures did you provide? Because they had actually $614,400 in payroll.
The gross payroll amount. It's currently, the gross is around,
Now, are you basing that on the prior owners? Have you guys cut staff at all since you made the acquisition, or you have?
So it's based on last payroll. So that amount right there is based on last payroll, and pretty much that's how we've been operating. And yes, we cut a little bit because the previous owners had themselves on the payroll, so that itself alleviates some money.
Right. So you're not going to want to use the prior owner's payroll amount if you've changed your payroll or if you've cut staff.
The payroll I calculated was off of the new one, not the one with them on it.
Okay. So you have two other business partners, right? Alejandro and Jeremy, right?
Okay.
And what do you figure you guys are going to pay yourselves this first year running the business?
The way we've set it up is quarterly, we're going to take a look at our finances and then withdraw from there through K-1 at the end of the year.
Right. So this is another reason why we don't want to use the previous owner's payroll, because yours is going to be different. And so if we overestimate the degree of payroll that you have in the business, you're going to end up paying a lot more than you'll need to for the workers' compensation. There'll be an audit the next year, and you get a refund back for the payroll you were overcharged, but you want to be basing it on your own numbers. So,
our payroll is pretty much that, the math I did there. Let me see. So last payroll we did, we're looking at gross amount, right? Sean?
Yeah. Well, when you say we, are you're using the prior owner's payroll numbers?
What information do you need, my friend? I can get it to you. Let's just, please. I know you're trying to help us, and I really appreciate it. And just be a little more direct with me. What information do you need? From the restaurant's last payroll, correct? Which was paid on the 9th of November.
Well, no, sir, not exactly. So if you are going to be paying yourself differently than the prior owners, then we would want your estimate of what the payroll amount for your entity is going to be over the next 12 months.
So you want to know a projection of how much we're going to withdraw?
Precisely. Because the prior owners, it sounded like they had themselves on a fixed payroll. You know, they had been operating
the
business.
And we don't.
And you don't, right. So because you I want you to just estimate as accurately as you can how much you'll plan to pay yourselves for the owners and then for the regular staff.
Hold on.
Because remember, Roberto, if gross sales are about half of what they were under the prior ownership, then you know we're not going to use the same numbers as the prior owner. Running under a different entity with different management, so it should be different.
So we're looking at a payroll of $22,507.
That's per month, right?
No, bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
Yeah, pretty high, I would say. And then off of the other question you had, let me do some math here.
How many employees in total is that for?
Hold on. Let me be specific here. Let's say around 30. Let's just go with 30.
Employees.
Yep. So it's currently at 29 employees.
Yeah, it's normal to have some turnover throughout the year. That's why we audit once per year. Make sure that you're not overcharging or undercharging for the actual payroll risk.
Makes sense.
Do you happen to know what the prior owner was paying themselves? And I guess if you're going to review the financials quarterly to see you know, what your net profit is going to be. That's going to determine how much you're going to be paying yourselves out of a K-1. Are you including workers' comp coverage for the owners?
Preferably, right?
That will cover you in the event that you have a work-related injury on your own business.
Yeah, I think it's best if we do it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's mandatory for the employees, for the owners. If you don't choose to cover yourselves, then you have to provide proof that you guys have some kind of health coverage elsewhere.
So the question here would be, do we what is the question? Do we add ourselves to the what was the question you just asked me, sir?
It wasn't a question. I was just thinking out loud so we both understand our situation. The workers' comp is mandatory for the employees, for the staff. The owners get to decide whether they can include or exclude themselves. If you're going to exclude yourself, then you have to have some kind of health insurance coverage in place. But I would recommend that you just include yourself just in case there's a slip and fall and you yourself get hurt in the kitchen, then you and the rest of the owners are covered.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
All right. So we need the VIN numbers for the two vehicles that are registered to the business, and the driver's license numbers of you and the owners, who presumably are going to be the only ones operating these vehicles, or do we have someone else on the staff that would be driving?
We don't do delivery, so no.
Okay. So this is probably just for supplies and at wholesale?
Yeah.
Okay. We need the EIN number. And you've pretty much answered, I think, everything else. Dates of birth, I'll need for you and the rest of the owners.
So two of us are born in Mexico City.
Do they have valid? Do they have valid driver's license numbers?
Correct. Yeah, we all do.
Okay.
Two born in Mexico City, and then one of them was born here. And do you need the city or no?
No, I don't need that. I just need
one of them was born here in the U.S., and the two of us were born in Mexico City.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe you misunderstood me, Robert. I said date of birth, not the place.
Oh, date of birth. Oh,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay, so let me send that over to you. Is it just an email that I have to send it to you, or could it be a text message?
You can use text message if that's better for you. This is my office. We do get text message here.
Oh, okay. So that 430-1200?
Exactly. And if it's more convenient for you, Roberto, if you just want to take a picture of each owner's license number and send that, then that has everything. That has the complete name,
so
the
that,
customer
that
ID number.
Right?
Well, that and the EIN number and the VIN numbers to the vehicles.
Okay.
That should be all. If you want me to reiterate what we just talked about and send out an additional email with a little bit of a shortened list of the things that I need, then I can do that.
Can you just send me the email with the overviews? Just say VIN numbers, driver's license. Pretty much just pinpoint what you need, and I'll get right back to you with those things ASAP.
Yeah. I'd like to get you going today, and I think we will be able to do so.
Okay, great.
And then as far as the site visit, we can plan for that next week.
Okay.
Are you guys actively, are you still in communication with the other agency?
The other agency? Yeah.
Recommend
I mean, she sent me the code, and She sent me the quote, but we didn't sign anything. So pretty much all I need to do is just, can you pinpoint that stuff, and then I'll send it right back to you ASAP, please?
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
Okay. Thank you, Sean. Appreciate you.
My pleasure, sir. Bye-bye.